Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. What's up, Packers fans? It's Aaron Nagler. I'm here all day, every day for you during training camp. A little extra cheese for you on a Friday afternoon. We're taking it easy, just like the Packers did. I got myself a spotted cow. I'm ready to talk some Packers. I hope you're all doing well, wherever you are in the world today. Good to see everybody. Stu's here. Big B is here. Of course, Big B is here. Uruguay is checking in. What's up, Fernando? How you doing? Go Pack Go from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hope you're all doing well. And I hope you're all checking out Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app, draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. And you get a free $25 bonus cash if you use the code CHEESEHEAD. That's code CHEESEHEAD. When you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. So check out Underdog Fantasy. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Loved Cobb's presser yesterday. Man's a treasure. Could not agree more. Absolutely the truth. Thomas, good to be back, Nags. Good to be back. Good to see you, buddy. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking it out. So William, how many first rounders does it take to get Rodgers? A few. Callum, do you think Andrew will be back at the Colts? I do not. I saw the Carson Wentz injury news. One of the guys at Over the Cap, I think, suggested the possibility of the Bears trading Foles, which of course would be, you know, history repeating itself. But I think that's a much more likely scenario than Luck coming back. Just saw some highlights of Alexander's presser. Love his whole vibe and attitude. No doubt about it. I loved what he had to say about the difference between his rookie year and now, and how the game, there's a stillness to the game now. The game is still for him. I love that idea. You hear veterans talk about that a lot, the game slowing down for them and the kind of the uncluttering of things in their mind. I love that idea. It's kind of like that scene in The Matrix when Neo all of a sudden sees the code. It's kind of, you know, sounds like the flipping of the switch there a little bit. Dennis Kelly is 12 feet tall. He's not short, David. There's zero doubt about that. The man is no small thing. He's an ant climbing a really cold mountain. That's right, Chad. Oz Osborne is here, everybody. Hope you got your best collared shirt on. Hope you're doing well, Oz. Sorry. Only a t-shirt here today. Hi from hot and humid Florida. Hi, Ron. It's kind of warm here today, but it was a very nice breeze out of the practice field today. Probably the most comfortable practice we've had so far. Andy says he's cautiously optimistic with Campbell, Barnes, Martin inside linebackers. Hopefully we escape the bug that must not be named and stay healthy this year there. Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you. I like Campbell. I wrote about him in my camp notes today. He looks legit. Who knows what happens when the pads come on, but he's played a ton of football at a pretty damn high level, at least a consistent level. And that's something that the Packers have sorely needed inside for a very long time. Ooh, Travis. That's a tough one. Best receiving duo, Cobb Nelson, Driver Jennings, Freeman Brooks, or Jefferson Lofton? Whew, baby. Jefferson never really reached his potential in Green Bay. He was a great receiver for the Chargers. And I remember being very excited when the Packers traded for him, although you go back and you look at it now as a grown-up, and it's like that trade was ridiculous for the Packers. But he just never really hit in Green Bay the way he did with then San Diego. I love that duo, though. That's the duo I grew up with. Man, those other ones, I don't know, Kyle Nelson, Driver Jennings, Freeman Brooks. I'd probably go Freeman Brooks there. And, of course, you can't include Sterling Sharp because he's a man among boys in his own duo, all to himself. Who do I think will be a surprise cut? Nobody yet, Pack One. Let's wait till pads come on and there's some hitting and some actual competition. Because right now it's just extended OTAs, especially today. Today was Club Med for a football practice. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. Poor choice having associated cut off after ASS on the right side of the screen in Goody's press conference. Dylan, I say this with love. No one cares, man. Go outside and touch some grass. Rick, thanks for the super chat. Your third day grade on padless Amari Rodgers. A+. Love the kid. I'm all in. Telling you, man. I love him. Bring back Alex Green and DeJuan Harris. Unstoppable running attack. Wow, that's really going out there, man. That's some old school stuff. I like it. I like it a lot. Sean, thanks for the super chat. Does Coach have the best eyebrows in the NFL? He must spend a fortune on the upkeep of those things. What are those grays from the off-season stress? Where are those grays from the off-season stress? He told us he does his own grooming. So I'm assuming I think he told us once that he learned how to do it in college, and now he does it all himself. When is the first practice in full pads? Cole, I believe it's next Tuesday. They haven't said outright. But the new CBA requires them to have 5 padless practices. That would put them on Monday. Tuesday would be a fully padded day. And then I know the old CBA said this, and I'm pretty sure it continues in this new CBA. After your first fully padded practice day, you have to have an off day. And the Packers do have an off day next Wednesday. So that would all kind of line up. So I would assume the first full padded practice would be next Tuesday. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. $46 million cap hit in 2022. Change your perception of A-Rob being on the team next year?
What? Are people listening to me? I literally gave a 20% chance that he's back, and now I'm assuming my perception is that A-Rod's on the team next year? Are you confusing me with Peter Bukowski or Andy Herman or Zach Cruz or any other human who speaks into a microphone about the Green Bay Packers? I am of the opinion that this is the last dance, people. Can I say that clearer? In case there's any confusion, I will be shocked if Rodgers is back next year. Is that better? We all on the same page now? My God.
Let's see, Levi, thanks for super chat. A ant climbing up a cold mountain. Hey, even Jair said he didn't know what it meant, but I love it. I'm embracing it. That's my new mantra. I'm all in. How early do you need to get to Nitschke to get to a seat for practice? A good seat? I'd get there around 6 a.m., maybe 7, just to be sure. That's just me. Oh, and a word to anybody coming up for practice, coming up to Nitschke Field, make sure you're sitting as close to the middle part, but towards away from Armed Forces Drive, like toward Mike McCarthy Way. That's where most of the team stuff is happening this year. They've changed some things up, and the folks down at the other end, right by Armed Forces, like right by the Rush Center, they're getting short shrift when it comes to teamwork. Everything's been down on the other end this year. So if you want to see the 11-on-11 stuff, get there early and get there kind of the middle. If you're looking at the field, to the left a little bit. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. A contribution for your rent to Corey. And I ain't living here. Thank you. Very, very much appreciated. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Lebowski watch party. We are waiting. Bags? Bags, Dustin? Oh, I talked about that on the, the Patreon happy hour. I'm hopefully going to get it done while I'm here in Green Bay. If not, we're going to do it as a scener with... because Lebowski's on Netflix, so if you use, you can use that Chrome extension, we can all watch it together. Kyle, whoa, getting down. Happy Friday, Nags. Doing a few shots to cap off this crazy week. What are we shooting? That's a great question. Let's go with let's shoot some tequila. Tell me how it goes. Kaufman and Lofton took a lot of footballs from Jefferson. They did. It's true. There's no doubt about that. Kaufman, I mean, Tonyan just tied Kaufman's record at touchdowns for a tight end. So, yeah, Kaufman definitely sucked up some production. But Jefferson was still a bit of a disappointment considering what they gave up for him. $2, my apology. Nags, thanks, Dustin. Very nice. Thomas, you're hilarious. What kind of reaction did you get for wearing the Aaron Rodgers complicated fellow shirt? Nothing, George. That's not true. I got a couple of thumbs up and snickers from people on staff and a few players, but Aaron said nothing, which I'm not surprised. Kyle, that's good. If Aaron's back next year, you have to buy Olive a dog. All right. I think that's something I can get behind. Let's do it. I'm all in. She's probably recording this and probably already. Is Campbell comparable to Martinez? I think he's better. Just overall, I think he's better in coverage, got better kind of turn of direction. They're similar in the sense that they stay on the field. Both of them have been really consistent, down in and down out, like not having to come off due to injury. But yeah, I think he's a little better. What else we got? When a new coach comes in, do the players only learn the coach's terminology? Coaches learn existing terms or a little of both? Seems easier for the coach to change. Well, if it's an implementation of a scheme, it's definitely on the players to learn whatever the coach is installing. So if you're asking about Barry, well, we've already heard Kenny Clark talking about that, as far as a lot of the concepts are similar, but they're all learning the new language of this certain scheme. Keith, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, how is the weapon looking? There hasn't been a lot of competitive punting periods. In fact, I don't think we've had one yet. They've had a lot of like drill work and stuff like that, like directional things like that. Both guys look good, but until we get some special teams and some real special teams work, it's going to be hard to say. Russell, thanks for the super chat. Go outside and touch some grass. Nags, you are gold. Thank you, sir. I'm just, you know, it's just, can we care about shit that actually matters? That's all I ask. Did this team get better this offseason? I think so. I think they, if you're including this week in the offseason with the acquisition of Randall Cobb and Dennis Kelly, along with Devondre Campbell a couple months ago, and then the draft class. Yeah, I think so. Especially Amari Rodgers and Josh Myers and everybody on that kind of offensive line that can grow. Yeah, I think so. And Stokes, he's exciting. Well, we don't plan on punting much. Well, that's a good point, Levi. There you go. Well stated. Can we get a Mystery Science Theater style live stream of a Lions Bear game with Corey and Tom Grossi? Banky, what do you think? I think he just left. I'll ask. That'd be fun. What do you think will be the most improved position group this season? Timo, I tell you what, if Campbell stays healthy and on the field, I think it'll be inside backer. I really do. You know, I guess there's a chance at corner if Stokes develops quickly. But, yeah, I'd probably go inside backer. Javon Wallace, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Packer fan from Philly, worked at Veterans Stadium during the 97 season when Longwell missed a field goal and Pack lost 10-9. That game still hurts my soul. I think most Packer fans have a game like that. Like a game that probably wasn't a huge playoff game or whatever, maybe even not a late season clinch the division type game, but just a game in your life that just hurts. That just remains a hurtful moment in your soul. We all have some of those. Super Bowl bound. I know I say that every year, but this year it's happening. Krista's like, this time I mean it. He's out in the garden. No, he's right here milling about. He just got a new... Is that new stuff, Banky?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. He's got a whole box of Nuglaris here. My goodness.
No, it's not Nuglaris. And I got sticks from Stangleville.
We got Stangleville. Okay.
Stangleville brats.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. He's coming with some supplies. Banky and I are having a weekend. Saw that game where Mason missed five kicks in the game where Rodgers broke his collarbone. Adam, you need to stop going to games is what needs to happen here. Beer. Yeah, you got that right. Think they're going to use Cobb out of the backfield almost like Tyler Irvin with the bubble screens? I think there'll be some of that. I think that's going to be a lot of Amari Rodgers' role. I think Cobb will probably handle a lot of the traditional slot stuff. But I think they'll mix and match some of that. No doubt about it. When's Jordy Nelson coming back? Didn't you see Cobb's Insta story? He's on his couch, and that's where he's staying. Only 4th and 26 I know is when Crabtree scored on a fake field goal against the Bears, Justin. One of the greatest special teams plays ever in the history of the Packers. Aaron, will Green Bay win this year? Yes. I will not stop going to games. I hope not. I'm kidding. Cheesehead TV is awesome. Thank you, Alan. Very nice of you to say. Thank you so much. So fucking excited for this year. William, you are not alone, man. All right, everybody, I'm gonna dial it back. I'm going to get going. It's going to be a short one today since practice was so short. There ain't a ton to talk about. But as I indicated this morning, LaFleur said tomorrow's going to be ramped up. I would just suspect it's probably going to be over 2+ hours, maybe 2.5 hour practice. So going to be a lot to talk about tomorrow after the competition. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted. The Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.